Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because it can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says however God answers your cry, we know that he's enough.
Hey, I'm Ann.
Hey, and I'm Will.
I kind of put you on the spot that time.
All right.
If you've listened before, you know that Will is my hubby, and he is joining me today on the program again. This is now going to be 2 weeks in a row that you're here. At the time of this recording, Kendra has some family in town, so she is out today visiting them. But she will be back on again next week when you listen in. Today, we're going to continue a conversation with some friends of ours from across the country, discussing, we're getting into the nitty-gritty of man's perspective and like how men walk through grief.
Yeah.
Because that's actually been asked of us to do a few different, multiple times now, to kind of talk about that. And it's definitely a subject that's not talked about enough, I think. I don't know if it's intentionally just everyone around us expecting the man to not grieve a baby after loss as much as the wife, but like you do. And so before we get into all that, I need to introduce our guests. We have Ryan and Kelsey Cole on, and unfortunately, but fortunately, if you listen to the episode before this, they know all about grief. And we can just get into discussing that. You guys, are y'all with us on the phone?
Yeah.
Yes. Hi, y'all. It's so good to be back with you.
We're fired up.
This conversation.
I'm so glad to have y'all.
Good deal.
To be honest, like we're like laughing and happy, but we're talking about some really hard things, you know. And I was just thinking, you know, as we were waiting for the show to begin, like I think we're able to do that, one, because of Jesus, but two, Ryan, you mentioned in the prayer before the show got started, being kindred spirits, and like, I think it goes without saying the reason we can do that is because of loss. And, you know, the respect that I just immediately have for you guys and your marriage and your family is just there immediately because of your walk with the Lord that we can see through, I know it's through social media, but through talking to you, Kelsey, a few times now and, you know, getting to know y'all that way. And so, yeah, I would definitely.
I'm feeling like Paul when he's writing his letters, you know, telling them, man, I see y'all's faith, you know, I just praise God for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, it's like a trauma bond in a way.
Yeah.
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 You know,
I mean, we, thank you, first and foremost, we're so gracious for the work that y'all do and the hope that you give people. I think that that's really important. You know, it's kind of what we do here at Foreknown too.
Right.
Offering hope in this dark time. And I hope that if you're hearing this program and you hear the joy in our voices, it's not coming as a detrimental thing. Why are these people so happy in the midst of this dark, dark time? I think that all four of us here really want to encourage you that with Jesus, there is hope down the road. I don't know what day that's going to be. It's going to be a day that ends in Y, probably.
Yeah.
But one day, I hope that you can see the work that the Lord is doing in your life because He's so good. And that's
right.
Kind of what we really want to chat about is, I mean, we're all about Jesus and explaining how great He is in our lives. But you know, there's definitely differences that we as guys experienced and you ladies do as well.
Right. Well, Ryan, you even brought up off air as we were talking, you know, I mentioned just saying, you know, being real with y'all, like one day I'm like, okay, we're getting this, we're going through life, you know, and then the next I'm like, I don't know if I can do today. I don't know if I'm just overwhelmingly sad. Like, what is this? And, you know, Ryan, what did you end up saying? You said it very well because it made me laugh.
Well, I don't know. We'll see. But like, I think that there's one of those things, like one of the differences of communication between men and women is, you know, I don't know if you're having a bad day because of the grief or you're having a bad day because of depression.
Yeah.
Or if you're just having a bad day because it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know. As a guy, I wish I understood and spoke a lot more female, but I don't. There's a difference there that I just don't understand sometimes. And there are days when I have to go. I have to go put food on the table. I have to go provide for us. I don't want to leave. I don't. But I got to go. And yeah. So it's a communication aspect to go, is today a sick day problem? Like, do I got to take a sick day today to spend more time with you? Or is today a day where you could press into Jesus? I can trust that he's going to be with you today and minister to you. Well, I honestly hope that he ministers to me too on the job site or wherever I'm at, because we both need Jesus in that time. But the communication deficiency is, I would love to sit here with you. I would. But can we talk about the stability of where you're at and how to press forward? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and that's just the realness of grief. And, you know, we mentioned in the episode before, and if you're listening right now, I encourage you to go back and listen to the first episode with Ryan and Kelsey, but to hear more their story and how they got to this place that we're talking about right now. But the realness of grief is that our lives do continue, but now we will have this grief for the rest of our lives. And I think, you know, we talked about how people are like, there, as soon as this badness all happened and our babies passed away and the funeral and all of that, people were there. And I'm so thankful that people were there. But right, then when ours happened, it was July, and then, well, a few weeks later, what, school started back, and soccer games started, and, you know, churches started back on Wednesday nights. And so it's just like everyone else's life got busy again while we're, like, still trying to figure out how to pick up the pieces, you know. And y'all mentioned how quiet then the house gets, and the house is back quiet again, you know. And,
All right. I did have a question. So if y'all can think back, I remember my pastor telling me, it was probably the first week after we had lost John Micah. And he told me, Will, and man, he was such, they actually walked through.
Their three-year-old passed away.
Their three-year-old boy tragically passed away. And and so, man, I leaned on him hard. And one time he told me, he said, Will, with time, time will help, is the way he said it. He didn't say it would get better. It will just help. And I remember at the time, I the way I would say it is I didn't want to believe that because I didn't want time to happen. You know, I wanted to be there because I felt the closest to John Micah at that time. We still had him. We had not had his funeral yet, you know. And so, but we're... you know, we're close to his 2-year birthday, and I'm seeing that that time does help. Would y'all agree with that? What have y'all experienced?
Time just passes, but does time heal or does it help? Because time with Jesus heals. Time itself does not heal. It might help.
Okay.
Well, but realize, like, you're not one day further away from John Micah. You're one day closer to John Micah. And it can help you as you do. You'll never move on. I will always remember my son because I still grieve every time that their birthdays come around or every time I see another little boy that would be Winston's age or Lennox's age. Like I feel that sting because that's the sting of death that we have this side of eternity. But I have to hold that heavenly perspective of I'm not one day further away from Winston and Lennox. I'm one day closer. In fact, I will go so far as to say I have to keep it into perspective sometimes because sometimes forgive me, Lord, I don't know if I'm more excited to see you or my kids.
I've thought the same thing.
Yes,
like God knows my heart, and that's mm-hmm. where my that's flesh right. comes into play. But he knows my longing to be the mom, right? To be the mom that I know he designed me to be. But I know that, like, I don't have to worry about them. I know where they're at. I know that they are whole. I know that they are not left wanting for anything. And because of the gift that God paid, like, right, in his son Jesus dying on the yes. cross for me, I know that not only will I wake up and be in not only his presence, but theirs, mm-hmm. but that their eternity, my eternity, is sealed. It's locked in because yeah. of that gift. And knowing that we're not just further from them, but we're closer, is that heavenly perspective that we just really have to hold on to.
That's right.
I like
that. Yeah, I mean, like you said, Will, I mean, I remember distinctly a conversation with the pastor that walked us through that. You can hear more about him in our previous episode, but he also challenged me when we had time to sit and process, and he knew me really well, still does, and he was like, hey, man, you're the kind of guy that's going to want to go around this. Mm. Like, you're going to want to shortcut this grief. You're going to want to find out how to go around the grief. Man, the only way to go through the valley of the shadow of death is through it. Mm. You have to go through the grief. You have to address it. You have to hit it head on. You know, you're a guy, you're going to have to pick up some of the pieces that your wife is not called to carry. You are called to a different purpose in this situation, but it's you're called to a different purpose in your marriage, period. You and your wife are called, and, you know, Ephesians 5 will spend some time, you can spend some time reading Ephesians 5 and kind of see the differences between husbands and wives, and some people get that a little off kilter, but there are differences that guys and girls go through
right.
when it comes to a loss. And I think where a lot of guys go awry is that there's so much focus on the female,
yeah.
so much focus on her. Let me be very clear. Mm-hmm. There should be. I did not carry the child. I didn't. I don't know what it looks like to lay in bed and have a child literally within me. I don't know. I can't engage at that level. It's just, that's just truth. Mm-hmm. But what I can do is I'm supposed to carry them both with me and care for them at such a high level, a deep level, that when we go through the unfortunate sides of pregnancy loss, then I'm actually called to do something a little different. And there's so much pride that I had to swallow during that time of pregnancy loss. Mm. Because everybody's talking about Kelsey. And I had to raise my hand at some point and be like, well, I'm here too.
Right.
What about me? Mm-hmm. How can I get some support here? And to me, there's that opportunity where some of that has to come from Jesus directly, but it's also about the people that you have connected to you through community, because going through these losses can sometimes reveal that the community that you have around you isn't as solid as you thought. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to be able to lean into those people that are deeply connected to Jesus, that are connected to you and your spouse and want what's best for you. It's kind of chatting with the two of you about this. It's like, we want the want what's best for the two of you. Will, you asked a great question. And what I want for you is I want for you to have the freedom of healing totally one day, because Jesus can do it. Mm. You know, we have so many people that we walk with that are like, I just got to accept this as a new normal in my life. Sam, I'm here to tell you, what did Jesus die for if we have to accept a new normal of grief at such a high level that it's detrimental to us day in and day out? Mm-hmm. It's hard for some people to hear that from me, because I'm honest. I'll be honest. I'm 7 years removed, 8 years removed from the loss of our son, Whitson. Time, going back to your original question, Will, 17 hours ago, time over the time, we've been able to process it more and allow Jesus in more, and to help him continue to minister to us more and to wrestle with these deep questions more and more and more. And I think that those answers do come in time, but like Kelsey said, it's time with Jesus specifically.
It makes me think.
And specifically when it comes to marriage, like surrendering your stories to one another and to God. Because there are times where I'm like, Ryan, get away from me. I don't, you can't fix this. Like, stop trying to make me feel happy. Yeah. I know you love me, but I just need to be sad for a minute. Now, did I do it that, like, bluntly and disrespectfully? I hope not.
Sometimes.
But it's not.
Okay.
Sometimes, that's fair.
Yeah.
But, like, sometimes, like, you're not going to be on the same page, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, like, give each other that space. After Ryan, you know, got home from work, I would not bombard him and be like, let me tell you all about my day, because yada, 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 X, Y, and Z, you know? But, like, I would give him that space to breathe, right? Leave the day, leave work at work, right? Be present at home. And what does that look like for me to honor my helpmates in Ryan to do the same, right? It's to give each other this space, but to say, I'm going to come back with my day. I'm going to come back with my struggle. And because I trust you with it. And I believe that God is working in my struggle and your struggle, right? Because guys, they want to fix it, but they can't. They cannot fix it. My heart, no. They can intercede for me. They can, you know, Ryan can cover me in prayer as my husband. He can, oh, when that man prays over me, I've never felt so protected.
Yeah.
I've never felt so empowered. And I've never felt so safe, because he holds an authority that is God appointed as my husband. And when I can do that for him and speak life and truth into him, into his grief, and say, as Witten's daddy, how are you doing on this 7-year birthday that we just passed, right? How are you doing on these days when you remember that, like, I would love a son. I would still love a son.
Yeah.
How are you doing today, even? What does it look like for you today? And that's honoring your partner, right? That's honoring your spouse by asking those questions, yes, but giving them the space to figure it out themselves.
That's so good. Well, y'all mentioned before, I don't think we were recording, but I mean, yeah, Kelsey, you even mentioned, you know, Ryan crying himself to sleep at night, you know? And I feel like, honestly, that's hard to talk about. I'm just being honest with y'all, like, to picture a grown man crying himself to sleep, which, I mean, yeah, we experienced that same thing.
Yeah.
I mean, there's even a guy who's been on the program before. I don't think this was shared on the program, so I'm not going to mention his name, but he had a son to tragically pass away, and he had two grown men to sleep with him at night to keep him he was in an accident with his son, and to keep him in the bed, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that isn't talked about, you know, because I feel like even with Instagram or, you know, any type of social media, or you see someone at church and, you know, we're doing okay, you know, getting what you just said, getting used to the new normal, you know, that kind of, honestly, like, I don't know the right word to say it, because you can't
is
say
it real. It's fake.
Right. It is so fake. Yeah, yeah. It is so fake when you can put, you know, the pretty, pretty reels together and, you know, act like everything's okay. But on the inside where you're at right now, you're not. Uh-huh. And so, how is it? I guess I'm asking Will and Ryan, you know, like, could you accept the fact that you cried yourself to sleep that night?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm thinking as you're saying that, I think you end up getting to that spot because you so badly, like you said, Ryan, we want to fix things, and we want to fix it because, man, we're supposed to be the provider, the protector. That means in our earthly, I guess, human mind that we're supposed to make everything okay. And when everything's not okay, what in the world are we supposed to do? You know, and we don't have the answers, but like you alluded to, Ryan, I mean, that we do get to. We don't have to. We're not supposed to. We get to turn to Jesus, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a recovering control freak, I can tell you. continual recovering control freak. My wife is just laughing hysterically. She knows. I mean, the more you realize that, you know, going through a hard situation like a pregnancy loss will take all expectations that you have of life and just blow it up.
Oh yeah.
And And that's a really hard place to be, because you are out of control. I can't do anything about this. And for guys specifically, you know, at that point in my career, I was running teams and all that stuff. I was in control, except here. Mm-hmm. And here we are. I can't fix it. I can't do anything. I can't even let this lady know that I deeply love her. And because frankly, she, you know, talk about emotions. She's going from left to right to left to right. Mm-hmm. I'm going from left to right to left to right. And none of us are on the same page, frankly, ever. And so we have to have so much grace in that situation.
Yeah.
Really, that's where I'm frustrated more than anything. I found out that my emotions in that season of my life, before I connected with a guy who could really care for me, all my emotions came out as anger, all of them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're going through this really hard season. I did cry for a period of time, and then I quickly went to anger. And my poor sweet daughter that, you know, we walked through this time, she's 11 now, but back then, some math involved, she was 4 or 5. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not the most gracious daddy to her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really hard mm-hmm. place to be, where, yeah, I got to remember the calling that I have on my life as a man right now in this season is, I'm called to be a son of Jesus. I'm called to be a gracious, lovingly husband to my wife. And I'm called to steward this kid, Kennedy, that God graciously blessed us with. That's what I have in front of me today.
Mm, yeah.
And then there's the overarching pain that I'm in because of the loss of my son.
Yeah.
Man, Lord, there is too much there.
Yes.
That I mm-hmm. cannot control any of those things. I can't control any of it. So, Jesus, will you please step in and be my everything right here, right now? And if it's got to be for the next 30 minutes, it's got to be for the next 30 minutes. If I can make it to 8 o'clock tonight and I can get to bed at 10 o'clock and I can just unravel, then let's do that, because I need it. But, Jesus, you got to be there and all that, because I can't handle anything that I just explained, because it's too much for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you're not called to handle it, you know, it's such a lie from the enemy of like, men, pull yourself up by your boots.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Like, God has given you a heart, not just a head, but a heart that is just so meant to be, right? Not only mm-hmm. for your wife, not only for your family, but for yourself. And mm-hmm. and for guys to just muster up this supernatural strength in their own reliance is fake.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. not real. And it sure isn't lasting. It's not mm-hmm. eternal. But when men submit to Holy Spirit and in that grief and say, like, just like Ryan said, be my everything, because everything is out of control.
Yes. Yeah.
Then that's mm-hmm. when he's like, okay, I can come in now. I can take over. Mm-hmm. I can comfort and bring healing ultimately.
Mm-hmm. And I think that one of the things that, you know, I felt when Kelsey was speaking was like, I think one of the hardest things, honestly, y'all, is just having that conversation with your spouse, with your wife, and being mm-hmm. like, oh my gosh, I don't know how to mm-hmm. handle anything today.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you grace. Could you extend it to me too? And I know that sounds stupid to ask mm-hmm. for grace, but like that might be a continual thing to continue to ask for, because I think that just offering that realization can be deeply impactful for a marriage
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
to be like, hey, it's Tuesday. I don't know. It's Tuesday.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I
have no oar today, you know, and the boat's sinking.
I think I probably said that to Ann. Like, I can't remember exact words, but yeah, just like, I don't know, darling. I don't know. I can't do it. I don't know what to do. And it's weird, as a man, you want to have the answer. And I think she appreciated it more to just for me to be honest and say, I don't know.
Right.
I can't,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Totally.
Yeah.
There's so much insecurity there, though. Oh, sorry.
Well, sorry, Kelsey. I was just gonna say, me getting to that realization, and maybe you too will, of telling my wife I don't know how I feel right now. That's really hard.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I know that mm-hmm. Kelsey needs it.
Yes.
And you brought up insecurities. Oh, yep. I could see how that could be an insecurity for a man.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For sure.
Well,
but that's where the grace of God steps in and says, you don't have to, either of you have to figure it out, right? Because in your weakness, I can be strong.
That's right.
And when you both come together in those insecurities and say, well, darling, I don't know, but we're going to trust the one together who does. Oh,
that's right.
You said, darling, just like he does. But if,
and I'm not even seven.
You're not. Well, friends, I just have to call y'all that now. We only have a few seconds left of this program. Yep. But I hope the listeners just, I don't know if you'd say enjoyed, but like could get something from listening. Whether you've walked through child loss, miscarriage, or loss of a job, you know, whatever, when your life looks differently than what you've had pictured right now in this current moment, it's worth grieving over. And so we just pray that husbands and wives can be there for each other and let it grow you together and grow you to Christ along the way. Thank y'all for being here, and we'll see you back next week.